WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Cleaning up after Hurricane Helene, the death toll stands at 91, with more than 2 million homes and businesses still without power. And flooding is devastating communities, especially in North Carolina. ABC's Kenton Jewicki breaks it down on our daily podcast, Start Here.
To put it into some perspective, it was the largest storm that we've seen in America since Irma in 2017. This was 420 miles wide of tropical storm force winds, 420 miles. Of that. And this storm had so much moisture with it.
And there's another tropical depression forming in the Atlantic right now. Hezbollah's deputy leader is vowing to continue fighting Israel and says the militant group is prepared for a long war following the assassination of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah over the weekend. The first and only vice presidential debate to be held tomorrow night. J.D. Vance and Tim Walz both spending time today prepping for it. This is ABC News. The two astronauts who've been stuck on the International Space Station for months after their Boeing capsule couldn't take them home now have a ride back to Earth. The SpaceX capsule with empty seats for Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams arrived at the station over the weekend. A ghost beaten by a robot at the box office.
I am a wild robot.
The kid-friendly wild robot topping the weekend box office, raking in $35 million in ticket sales, the third best opening for an animated movie in September. But the durable Beetlejuice is still a fan favorite, spending its fourth weekend at or near the top with a $16 million weekend. Meanwhile, the sci-fi epic Megalopolis collapsed in its box office debut, collecting just $4 million at North American theaters this weekend. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Norway wants to build a wall. Officials there say they're considering putting up a fence along the entire 123-mile border with Russia. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A downsized Trump rally in southwest Wisconsin. The Republican nominee for president wanted to campaign outdoors Saturday at the Prairie du Chien Airport. But the rally got moved to an indoor performing arts center that seats 650. It's because several Secret Service agents were providing security at the United Nations General Assembly meetings in New York. The disgraced former chancellor of UW-La Crosse is fired again, this time from his teaching job. Jimmy Kuska has the latest on Joe Gao.
Gao was fired as chancellor in December after UW officials learned he was producing and appearing in online pornography. Earlier this year, a UW-La Crosse panel recommended removing Gao from his faculty position. The Board of Regents listened to 45 minutes of discussion before making the decision in closed session. I'm Jimmy Kuska.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers fall to 2-2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Minnesota led Green Bay 28-0 at the half, but the Packers were able to move the ball and put up points in the second half before falling short against the Vikings 31-29. Quarterback Jordan Love said they didn't do enough to win.
I think ball placement was a little all over the place today, kind of throughout the whole game, and I think it picked up later, but I think early on just missed a couple throws and was a little bit off and, you know, made it hard on some of the receivers on some of those plays.
Green Bay heads to L.A. to play the Rams on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are off today as they await their postseason opponent. The Mets and Braves play a doubleheader today to determine postseason seeding. A sweep by either team means the Brewers get Arizona. A split means Milwaukee faces the Mets tomorrow. First pitch is just after 4:30 in Milwaukee tomorrow. And after dropping two games, the 2-2 Badgers host Purdue on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kickoff. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get into the low 80s for a high this afternoon. So one more warm day. We have a cold front that's going to come through tonight. Little breezy overnight, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high tomorrow only in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 54.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll recap all the news that happened over the weekend. I'm sure nothing will happen. And we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show for Monday morning. It's
good
crazy.
Morning.
It's crazy out there.
It is crazy. Good morning, everybody. It's 6 minutes past the hour. Clear skies this morning. 60 degrees. It's going to be beautiful. Sunshine all day.
Yeah, it's incredible. I was looking ahead to see what the temperatures are going to be like this week. It's just gorgeous.
Warm today, but then
it's starting to cool off a little bit later in the week.
Cooler weather is on the way. Fall-like weather is on the way. Shall we dial up the weather roulette wheel to see what today's high is already?
All right. I understand they worked on it over the weekend.
Yeah, they put some WD-40 on it. That got it all nice and lubricated.
They've got...
There we go.
Actually, I think they used liquid wrench this time.
Cleaned the ball, the marble.
Black.
Black. 80 degrees. Black 80. Yeah. Yeah.
Incredible.
So warm today, but then the rest of the week it's going to feel like fall again.
A little cooler. Not by much, you know, like 70, 72, something like that.
Right, yeah.
That's perfect.
Some of the leaves are starting to change.
Yeah.
I know over in Richland County, they're really starting to pop.
Hey, you didn't put away your tent, did you?
Not yet. My little gazebo tent?
Yes.
My canopy? Yes. No, I'm toughing it out.
I would leave it up all week.
At least
all week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
Protect yourself from all the falling leaves in your neighborhood.
Well, it's not too many leaves right around where that tent is because everything is concrete all the way around it.
Well, there's you never know. The leaves might blow off the apartment building next to you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that tall building right in back of me. Yeah. Blocks out the sun. It's all right, though. I like the shade.
Yeah, you don't need privacy.
Yeah, you should come over sometime. Well, you've seen it. Sam hasn't seen it. I keep inviting him over. He doesn't want to come
over.
Well,
I was going to come over, but, you know.
I don't blame him.
I still have off today. I'm on vacation from my other job.
Oh, the other job.
This is quite the vacation.
John, what's the point of taking vacation from one job but not the other?
There's no point. It's the dumbest possible idea in the world. This did not work out the way I thought it would.
Yeah.
You know what? Okay, so I'm working on the show. I got all this stuff. I'm working on it.
Yeah?
And I thought, whoa, I got to take out the garbage. You know, I got to take it out to the street.
Yeah, take it out.
And I'm taking it down the driveway, and Ann yells from the house, John, it's Saturday.
What day do they pick up the garbage?
Well, Monday.
You can't have it sitting out there all weekend.
No. I'm just like... You know, I'm thinking, well, you know, I'm doing my show. That night, I got to take the garbage out to the road.
So did you bring it back up to the house?
Yeah. I brought it back
up. That's good. Because you don't want the animals getting
into it. She's not going to let me forget this.
No, probably not.
What would you do without her?
I know.
Really.
Nothing. I'd be helpless, absolutely helpless. And then the other thing that happened this morning...
Yeah.
I ran out to the car, and I'm working on the show again before
you're
got
always
here.
Working on the show.
So, and I run out to the car, and I see that the dash is on. The car is still running.
Oh, what?
It ran all night.
Oh, God.
It was on.
Did you leave it on?
I did.
Like,
I must have left
on
it on.
Or the engine was running, because you have a hybrid,
running.
Right? Oh, my God.
The engine's running. So the battery's
going to suffocate
a little bit.
The squirrels and the mice living in your garage.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no garage. Oh, I don't have a garage. It's outside, but still, you know. It's supposed to beep a couple of times when you're leaving the car, so it knows that it's still
remind
on.
You.
But I don't know. Maybe I didn't hear it or something. I don't know what the hell happened. You know, I think it's Power. The famous border collie dog was barking at the time, and I may have missed the beeping of the car.
Sure, yeah.
I'll blame her for it.
You were preoccupied with the dog.
Yeah, I'm trying to wait. Stop barking.
Stop.
And I'm walking out of the car, and the car's still on. Now we did that.
I've done that before too.
I've done this in Milwaukee. You know, we went downtown and we went to a brewery down there to eat.
Yeah.
And I left the car on the parking spot in downtown Milwaukee.
Yeah. I did it one time when I was living in Indiana. You know, I had a garage. I came into the garage, got out of the garage, closed the garage door, left the car running all night long. But I went the next morning to get in the car. Get in the garage. Oh, my God. It was like all that carbon monoxide in there.
Yeah.
I had to open things up for a few minutes.
I mean, they could have gotten into the house somehow, right?
Well, no, it was disconnected.
Disconnected.
It was way, actually, it was quite a ways.
That's right. You had quite a nice old house.
Yeah.
Beautiful house.
Yeah. Old, real old. 1905.
That's.
Yeah. Yeah. And the garage was kind of an afterthought way in the back there by the alley.
Well, I didn't think of cars back then.
Yeah. You had to trudge through the snow to get to the...
Wow, really?
Oh, man. Yeah, it was really something.
So it was really an afterthought.
It was, definitely an afterthought. I had the grandkids for the weekend. That was exhausting.
Yeah, I called and you were busy.
I couldn't really even talk to you. I was like, they're each running different directions.
Yeah.
We're doing our best to keep up with them.
Yeah.
My ex-wife visited for the weekend to help out, and... you know, of course, my daughter, Megan, was there, and it was a three-ring circus.
How old are the grandkids now?
Well, the oldest is 12, and the youngest is 7.
So they're still young enough to be bouncing off the walls.
They're bouncing off the walls.
Oh, yeah.
They got a lot of energy. They're pretty hyped up. They're both on the spectrum of autism, so it's always a challenge just to keep up with them. Yeah. But, it was good. We had a good time. Went to the zoo yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah, that was
so
fun.
So how was the zoo?
Zoo
I haven't been
was
there a long time.
Crowded. And,
oh, it was. Okay.
But,
it,
you know, it's Sunday afternoon.
They still have animals there? Or just,
they
know,
still have a few
of animals.
I think they're animatronic cool. animals now. Just to be, just to be with the times.
Very, very Disney-esque.
Yes. Lots of animals in the zoo. I got to say, out of all the zoos I've visited, the Vila Zoo is a very nice,
very
pleasant zoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the animals there, just laying around in their cages, waiting to be released into the wild someday when their term of service is up.
Yeah, that's right. The promise is there. Good luck, guys.
Yeah. No.
See,
no, they do a good job.
That.
Very educational there. They have a lot of educational stuff. Yeah. It's good.
All right.
It's good. So, Sam, how was your weekend? Did you do anything? Go anywhere?
It was good.
See anybody?
Try to top that.
Yeah.
Sophie and I went to an apple orchard.
Oh, really?
So we ate a ton of apples while we were picking them.
That is fun. Mm-hmm. That is really... What apple orchard did you go to?
A place called Applegarten in Stoughton.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you bring any like apple cider donuts or anything like that? Do they make those kind of things?
Just regular cider. Earlier this fall, I bought some cider from Target, but Target apple cider does not it does not compare at all to orchard made cider.
Well, go to Costco. They've got a lot of really good cider.
Yes, they do.
Pretty good price on it too.
All right. Well, good. I'm glad everybody had a good weekend. Now we've got the National Day Calendar. First. The one for the last day of September. It's a special one.
Oh, it is?
No, not really. I just said that. You can always call it special because it's the last day of September.
Well, I can't wait to retire the September folder of audio. That we're going to celebrate later on.
All right.
Drinks on me!
Okay. Is it national? Which day is it not? Is it not Is it not Orange Shirt Day, or is it?
It's not Orange Shirt Day. I can tell you that right away.
Well, wait. Why don't you wait till the whole list is finished, then we can...
Because it's so exciting.
Because
the rest of this is so
exciting. Well, it is National Orange Shirt Day, so we can discount that one out of the list here.
Okay.
You were wrong already, and the game isn't even over. So, is it National Love People Day? Is it National Rugby Day? Is it National Hot Mulled Cider Day? Is it National Mud Pack Day? Or is it National Chewing Gum Day? Which one of those days does not belong?
It's not Chewing Gum Day.
Well, it is. It actually is National Chewing Gum Day. Sam, do you care to participate, or did you doze off?
I don't think it's Rugby Day, is it?
It is Rugby Day.
Oh,
you are wrong. No, you're right. I'm sorry.
All right.
National Rugby Day.
I was going to mention, my brother is still in college. He plays intramural rugby.
Yeah.
He broke his nose over the weekend.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not again.
That's unfortunate for him.
So does he have to have a big bandage on his face?
I don't know yet. He just went to the doctor last night.
Mm.
Hopefully he doesn't have a disfigured face or something.
Oh, yeah. Man,
he's going to be fine. He'll be fine.
Straight into somebody's knee or something?
I didn't hear what happened exactly.
Hear the gory details? Okay. Well, keep us posted.
I will.
We want to see pictures. We'll put them on Facebook. Okay, National Orange Shirt Day. Everybody loves an orange shirt. What? Promotes the awareness about the Indian residential school system still impacting Native American communities in the U.S. and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Known as National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, the day honors the children forced into Indian boarding schools. Now, in addition, the day also remembers those who never returned home. Indian residential schools, once called the American Indian boarding schools, were established in the early 19th century.
Wow.
Schools were developed as an assimilation model to teach Indian children Euro-American ways. Okay.
We're going back to that, I think.
Yeah, residential schools stripped Native American children of their culture, including their language, customs, music, and traditions. Wow.
That's when America was great. That's where they want to go.
Yeah, back to the early 1800s.
Yikes.
Yeah,
that's not good.
Well, it was actually operated by Christian missionaries.
Yeah.
The government forcibly removed Native American children from their homes and families.
They wanted them to learn Christianity.
Yeah.
Convert them.
That's
what they wanted to do.
Because these institutions practiced corporal punishment, children who rebelled would often suffer brutal treatment. Wow, it just goes on and on. Sad. So we commemorate that.
Yes.
Orange Shirt Day. Okay.
All right.
Let's see what else we got here. Sorry. National Love People Day.
Where is your mouse?
You said you found it again, didn't you? Well, that's for the other computer.
Oh,
I don't have a mouse for this computer.
Oh, this one?
I should just put that mouse into this computer.
Yeah, just put that one in here now.
But this is a touch screen, so I've been trying to get used to the touch screen aspect of it. I scroll up, I scroll down, I scroll sideways.
Well,
it's all good.
I can't argue with that.
You like the touch screen.
No, I like you advancing into the 21st century.
Someday I'll get there. National Love People Day. Oh, we're just getting started here. But,
that's good.
Asks us to lift others up through the profound power of unconditional love. I know that's what you're all about, John. You like to lift people up through the love that you share.
Well, yeah. You're always trying to encourage people to not be so damn dumb.
The human condition is a limiting and varying thing, it says here. How and when and where we use it to get... Oh, never mind. Let's take a break. It is 6:18. And we're just getting going. We still have a few tidbits in the National Day calendar, and then Sam will open up the history book next on the John and Gordy Show for a Monday, September 30th, on 92.7 WMDX.
Are you really talking right up to the wrap here?
I'm just going to...
Well, let me try that.
Camera, why don't you talk for a while?
I think that you do.
Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution. That is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Oh me, oh my, oh you, whatever shall I do? Hallelujah, the question is peculiar. I'd give a lot of dough if only I could know the answer to my question. Is it yes
help
or is
me,
it
please.
No?
Here goes.
Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
92.7 WMDX, one of the worst songs ever, and yep. I had to endure this as a child.
Yep.
This is child abuse.
Lonnie Donegan.
Yeah.
Because it's National Chewing Gum Day
yes,
today.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember in the old days?
Yeah.
Spearmint, Double Mint, right. And you'd find them mm-hmm. on the bottom of tables, chairs.
Underneath them.
Movie seats.
Underneath your desk at school.
Desks. Yeah.
Kids that stick yeah. chewing gum there.
Well, thank God we don't do that anymore.
No.
Right?
Yeah. You know, humans have used chewing gum for over 5,000
yeah.
years.
Yeah. yeah.
It's National Chewing Gum Day. So, you know, pop a bubble or freshen your breath with your favorite piece of chewing gum. Today.
I thought we had Chewing Gum Day a few days ago. Didn't
no.
we? Were they?
No.
Were,
that was Bubble Gum Day. Wasn't it?
I think it was like the invention of
yes, it
the,
was.
The original unflavored
right.
chewing gum.
And you mentioned, you know, it was not very good tasting because it didn't have a flavor.
Yeah, it was like pine sap, basically.
That's right, exactly.
Well, the olden days,
so,
they like
so
to
so
keep it
organic. So why is today National Chewing Gum Day?
Yeah.
Well, let's get to that.
What happened?
Humans have chewed chewing gum for 5,000 years.
Yada,
they may
yada,
have chewed
yada,
it
yada,
for
yada.
Enjoyment, to stave off hunger,
blah,
freshen
blah,
their
blah,
breath.
Blah,
yeah,
blah,
I don't
blah,
know
blah,
why
blah.
It's today. It doesn't really make any sense.
Blah, blah, blah,
but 5,000 years ago, they found a... They found some gum. A British archaeology student discovered a 5,000-year-old piece of chewing gum. Really? Made from bark tar. Bark tar?
That's it.
With tooth imprints.
Yeah.
Tooth imprints in it.
So,
so they
thought,
declared
hey,
that chewing gum.
I got to pop this in my mouth. This piece of junk,
God.
I got to pop it in my mouth and
makes
chew
no
on
sense.
It. Because it looked like somebody else did already. Wow.
The first... commercial chewing gum was 1848. John B. Curtis developed and sold the first commercial chewing gum, which was called
get this title yeah.
The State of Maine Pure Spruce Gum. That
wow.
really just rolls off just, the tongue, doesn't it?
It does.
Then it developed from there, and nobody cares. Okay.
Remember
history.
The Double Mint Twins?
Oh, yes.
Was that the Double Mint Twins?
Yes,
Double Mint
Wrigley's
Twins.
Double Mint Twins.
Yeah.
Yeah, they always had these twins in the commercial.
That's right.
They
were
different,
half naked.
Different twins.
Yep.
Half naked.
Made you want to chew gum.
In the 60s. Yeah. Yeah, it was good. It was good stuff.
As okay. a replacement for sex.
Mm.
All right.
Hey, let's get to the
You know, we
history.
Should have one of those what? Commercials. They must have Double Mint gum commercials on YouTube.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I'll, I can try and find one for you.
We'll find one. But first,
history
it's time
books.
For history.
Yes.
Then we'll get to the Double Mint twins.
A lot of dust.
Yeah, a lot of dust. It gets really dusty in here over the weekend. It's like somebody buries it in dirt.
I know. Right?
Maybe they're trying to.
I don't know. Why would they do that?
Let's see. We got a little aviation history up first. Today in 1906, the very first, I'm assuming, hot air balloon race, international hot air balloon race was held from France to England. Guess how long it took them to get there?
Long time. I don't know.
The winner, meaning the person who got there fastest, it took him 22 and a quarter hours.
Wow.
Just across the English Channel.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
There's a story in there someplace.
Yeah.
Maybe they should make a movie on
maybe.
That.
Right? Maybe. Yeah. I think they did. Okay.
All right. What else?
Let's see. Way before my time, probably really before your guys' time even, today in 1955, James Dean died.
Yeah.
Not exactly before my time.
Well,
but
you were five years old.
I was unaware.
I was two or three. Yeah. Bad car accident for James Dean. Yeah. Yeah.
Today in 1958, Fred Morrison patents the Frisbee.
Wow. Isn't that fantastic?
58?
It's still going on today. Do we have an Olympic sport, a Frisbee?
I don't know.
Ultimate Frisbee?
Yeah.
Is that
it?
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know if it's an Olympic sport.
I don't know if it made
sport,
but yeah.
It should be.
You guys played with Frisbees when you were kids?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Sure.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
I'm not quite as good as a lot of people are, though. I don't know how they get a spin like that, you know? Mine just goes end over end.
You got to curl your forefinger underneath the... That's the trick. Never mind. Okay.
You're saying it spins in the wrong direction, John? Like flipping a coin?
Counterclockwise? Okay.
Today in 1947... the World Series is broadcast for the first time on television, and it also includes a black player for the first time, Jackie Robinson.
Yep, 1947. Okay.
Great.
Big stuff.
Okay.
Any birthdays important to you here?
No, not really.
You don't recognize anyone?
Well, I recognize him.
Well, Truman Capote.
Yeah. Famous writer.
Famous author, yeah.
Yeah. And Johnny Mathis.
Johnny Mathis.
Great crooner.
Yeah, that guy.
Well, he didn't have that vibrato that badly, but it was there when he was older.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see him up at the Dells?
What?
Did you see him in the Dells?
No, I didn't go.
Okay.
Yeah. SNL kicked off its 50th season over the weekend.
It was a big deal.
It was momentous.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you watch it?
I did.
I saw Gene Smart do the monologue. That was good. And I saw a few clips.
You know what Gene Smart looked like?
What?
The way she looked, the blonde hair.
Yeah, I got that.
The outfit that she had.
Okay.
Jan Fettler. She was the former owner of Triple M.
Talk about obscure reference.
I know.
A radio person from the 80s here in Madison.
Right, radio station owner and salesperson, but anyway.
She did kind of look like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
And Kris Kristofferson died over the weekend. 88 years old. What a great songwriter and talent.
We're gonna
feature him?
Have a little tribute for Chris today on the show because he is my inspiration, musical inspiration. I wanted to be just like him.
Oh, he was amazing.
He was just one of the best songwriters ever.
Morning Coming Down, gave that one to Johnny Cash.
Yeah, yeah. Man.
Me and Bobby McGee, that was a big hit for Janis Joplin.
It was huge. I know.
And, of course, he was a member of the Highwaymen with Willie and Waylon. And, the whole group there.
Yeah, that was a fantastic group.
It was. He was a boxer. Speaking of rugby, he was a rugby player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Helicopter pilot.
Road scholar.
Yeah. Amazing guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Quite the family right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he has, grandchildren and a number of children from three marriages.
And he was in the movies, a few movies, one with Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
The Star is Born.
But that's nothing compared to his first movie.
Yeah.
And I want to play The Pilgrim. From his first movie. Excuse it was me. Called Cisco Pike. And if you have a chance to get this movie, you got to see it.
Okay.
It's about a guy, a musician, former musician, who was also a pot dealer and a cop who busted him a number of times, told him to go out and sell pot for him for his retirement fund. It's a great movie, but I want to play a song from that coming up.
That's coming up. Also, Idiocracy right around the corner. It is 6:29. And 60 degrees to start things out, a high near 80 today.
Yep.
Back with more of the John and Gordy Show coming up.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Stephanie Huff with the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Monday morning. Alternative feed ration ingredients could be a necessity for dairy producers if their forage quality is poor. We'll talk to a dairy nutritionist next.
Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoys comes from farmers who take pride in raising a wholesome, high-quality product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Drew Johnson is an independent dairy nutritionist with K&S Dairy Consulting. He says he's concerned about forage quality this year and recommends some alternative commodities to mix into the ration so that you can maintain your milk production goals.
Kind of like my go-to dry commodity is corn gluten feed, especially if we're dealing with some poorer quality haylage. We don't get a lot of wet commodities in my area. I mean, the closest thing that we would have is the type of cranberry waste, but we don't get the sweet corn silage like some areas do. If you do, that could be a good alternative. But our beet pulp is another one, or wet beet pulp is really good if you're in Minnesota. So for us, it's something that's more digestible, like corn gluten, perhaps some soy hulls if it works into the ration. And corn is cheap, so I think when you get into a ration where the fiber digestibility is a little suspect, but you get really good cud chewing, you can kind of push the starch a little bit.
Drew Johnson along with us from K&S Dairy Consulting, serving the western half of Wisconsin. Stay tuned for a look at your morning commodity markets.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkup. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Commodity prices are kicking off the week in the red. December corn trading down 2.25 cents at 4.15¾. November soybeans down 11.5 cents at 10.54¼. Cash wheat is down 2¾ cents at 5.77¼. July 2025 new crop wheat is also down 2¾ cents, trading at 6.13½. From Chicago, the fluid milk prices are also trading lower. The October Class 3 milk price is down 6 cents at 23.06 a hundredweight. The November contract is down 18 cents at 22.31. That's a look at your commodity prices on a Monday morning. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get into the low 80s for a high this afternoon. So one more warm day. We have a cold front that's going to come through tonight. Little breezy overnight. Low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high tomorrow only in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Dan Davies and Craig Kennett talk about their giant spider invasion event, and
the lovable producer Connor will give a full report after watching in person the green and gold take on the purple people eaters.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
See him wasted on the sidewalks in his jacket and his jeans, wearing yesterday's misfortunes like a smile. Once he had a future full of money, love, and dreams, which he spent like they was going out of style. And he keeps right on a-changing for the better or the worse, searching for a shrine he's never found, never knowing if believing is a blessing or a curse.
It's a curse.
Or if the going up was worth the coming down. He's a poet, he's a picker, he's a prophet, he's a pusher, he's a pilgrim and a preacher and a problem when he's stoned. He's a
Chris Christopherson passed away at 88.
Yeah, over the weekend.
Yeah.
So many great songs. Great songwriter.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And this is a clip from his very first movie, yeah. Cisco Pike, and where he played a drug dealer, and he was asked to deal pot again. He retired from that. He was also a retired musician in the movie, writing his own songs, that song included in the soundtrack. But Gene Hackman was the police guy who wanted to retire and a little bit more money than the retirement fund that they had for police officers. So yeah. he asked him to, or Chris, to sell some pot for him so he could add to his retirement fund. That's the plot.
That was
anyway,
the plot of the movie.
Yeah, yeah. but it's such a great movie. And this was his first movie, and he was advised to take acting lessons first.
Mm-hmm.
But then he said, no way. He just thought, what the heck? All I have to do is just read the character, mm-hmm. know the character, mm-hmm. and I can become him. And he did. And it was a, it was one of the great movies, truly one of the great movies. Yeah. He lived the lifestyle that I lived.
really?
I lived his lifestyle. Or at least
you
I
modeled
tried.
Your life after
I did.
Chris
I did.
Christopherson?
I did.
In that movie.
Writing songs and trying right. to be like him yeah. in that way. And, you know, there's pot in there, too.
It's a long time ago.
I don't
want
to dwell on it. A long time ago. Yeah. We made mistakes. You know, we did stupid things.
Sure, we
did. And that's why he retired from it, and I did, too.
Okay. Yeah, but so anyway, many great songs.
Yeah, yeah, a great song. Well, why don't we play another one there? Loving Her Was Easier from the movie? No, oh, what yeah. is it? What, Breakdown. Play Breakdown.
You got that one?
Yeah, play this.
All right.
All right.
You're going to get yours, baby.
Lord, would you look at you now that you're here, ain't you? Proud of your peers and the long way you've come, all alone, all the way on your own. Who's to say that you've thrown it away for a song? Boy, you sure come a long way from home.
All right.
That's a great one.
Pretty cool, yeah. Now, yeah, I brought this one in because of, yeah. You know, our advancing age. We only have, you know, maybe 10 or 15 more years.
Boy, you're optimistic, aren't you?
Yeah, I am okay. really optimistic. But This Old Road, you have it up there? All right. Let's play this. You got to hear this because this is, I don't know, it's just kind of a great wrapping it up song.
Okay.
All right. Let's listen to it. Chris Christopherson passed away at 88. Our little tribute to him.
Look at that old photograph. Is it really you? Smiling like a baby full of dreams. Smiling ain't so easy now. Some are coming true. Nothing simple as it seems. But I guess you count your blessings with the problem. That you're dealing with today. Like the changing of the season. Ain't you come a long way?
Ain't you come a long way?
Ain't you come a long way down this old road?
kind of tells the story right there. And it just keeps going on and on, talking about how life has changed, you know?
Another one of his great songs was Help Me Make It Through the Night.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Great country song.
Yeah.
Great. A lot of country artists covered his stuff earlier in his career, which paid the bills and finally got recognitions on his own. The one song that he did have a hit with on his own was Loving Her Was Easier.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Could you start that up? Let's hear that.
Just a little bit. Right. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. I specifically remember this song because I used to play it on my way out to Colorado. Driving through the mountains.
Okay.
Beautiful stuff.
I've seen the morning burning golden on the mountain in the skies. Aching with the feeling of the freedom of an eagle when she flies. Turning on the world the way she smiled upon my soul as I lay dying. Healing as the colors in the sunshine and the shadows of her eyes.
Great stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, really good.
And the horrible thing is that really no one plays any of his songs.
Well, that's,
There are no stations that can play Kris Kristofferson songs.
Yeah. No commercial station. I guess you could find it on Sirius XM on the Willie Nelson channel.
I don't think Willie Nelson's Roadhouse even plays Kris Kristofferson.
Really? I think he would listen to it.
I don't remember ever hearing a Chris song on there.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's my little tribute to a guy that I admire so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hey, it is 6:41. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east side and west side or online at verlo.com. Weather today is looking just fine. Sunshine right now, 60 degrees. We're expecting a high close to 80 today, and then it cools down for the rest of the week. Going to feel like fall.
All right.
Last day of September
let's
today.
Let's get to Idiocracy.
Let's get to it.
We've got a few pieces of information and news. Let's go with it. All right.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Sometimes.
Thank you very much.
All
little.
The time. Yeah. If you ever go to any of his rallies, you can see dumb right up there on the stage.
I can't wait to get Terry's take on having gone to a Trump rally over the weekend.
I know.
Yeah.
Terry Bell's coming up.
Wonder
top
if that's
of the
a
hour.
Big story, huh?
All right.
I bet he was impressed. Okay. there's an ex poster by the name of Mrs. Betty Bowers. Always has some very clever things to say and observations as well. And she wrote about this. We're watching, the devastation in Florida, right?
Right. Oh,
and
yeah.
And she wrote this. Socialism is not having a state income tax, so you have to ask all the other states to bail you out every time something bad happens. Kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. An income tax may also help supplement residents who can't afford homeowners insurance. See?
Well, that's the problem.
That's
too.
The problem down there.
Yes.
And they don't have enough money to supplement homeowners to pay for this insurance or at least have a government run insurance program in Florida.
Yeah, and all the big insurance companies are leaving.
They're leaving.
They've left a long time ago.
So if Florida could at least pay or help pay or at least have that program, expand the program of having their own state insurance program for homeowners down there, if they had a property tax or state income tax, rather, they would be able to pay for this and help everybody out.
Hmm.
How do people move down there thinking, I don't have to pay, income tax?
I mean, this was extraordinary, though. This hurricane from Florida all the way up to Virginia. There's devastation.
But these things are getting worse and worse.
Well, I know.
Of course, and they don't believe in climate change,
right.
And they still make fun of it. while this is happening. And the thing is, and this is the bizarre thing, they think that they're the responsible economic party. Not really. If we're going to spend billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars every time something happens by something that is preventable, or at least we could reduce the devastation, what is wrong with these people? You know, we're just going to keep spending money, and it's just going to keep getting worse.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, I'm off my soapbox. Well, I'm done with
that. Well, the ocean levels are getting higher, and the ocean's continuing to heat up, as well as the atmosphere. It's, you know, all the ingredients are there for continued devastation down there.
Sam? Is Florida just going to sink into the ocean eventually if the level keeps rising?
A lot of the coastline is.
In the Gulf.
Yeah, in the Gulf especially.
That's where they're having problems with the rising levels of water.
Right.
All right, I want to get into something that is very unusual, and unfortunately, you know, it's my go-to place for a lot of news and a lot of clips.
What's that?
A lot of people are on there that really help out the cause, anyway, of the Democratic Party, progressives, and liberals as well. And Elon's X is allowing, and I think if you've ever gone there, you've seen it, they allow Nazis and white nationalists and politicians to speak their onions, you know, keep it out there in the public. Let them talk about it, organize, get their stuff together. Yeah. This is what's happening out there. Ashton Pittman, news editor of MS Free Press and head of the Mississippi chapter of the Rainbow Supremacists, posted this. You used to have to go to white supremacist haven Stormfront to see vile posts like this on the internet. Now, Republican members of Congress just post Nazi-inspired diatribes out in the open with the help of Elon Musk's app. And mega Republican Representative Clay Higgins. Now, we've heard people talk about this. This is crazy stuff, and I just have to mention it here. Reacting to the Haitian groups filing criminal charges in Springfield, Ohio against Trump in Vance, which I hope they succeed in. He wrote, these Haitians are wild, eating pets, voodoo, nastiest country in the Western Hemisphere, cults, slapstick gangsters. I don't get that.
What?
But damned if they don't feel all sophisticated now. Filing charges against our president and VP. All these thugs. Of course, you know, he did say, by the way, he did say president and VP, not candidate for president and VP. All these thugs better get their mind right and their ass out of our country, which is always an opening, you know. Come see the Statue of Liberty. Read what's on the front of it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Welcome to America.
Yeah.
That's
all
it.
Right. We got 2 minutes.
Got a couple of minutes
I got something here, I think. Right. Yeah. Yeah. This would be great. OPEC. This is in answer to something CJ said to Dom in the afternoon. He was talking about, you know, Biden dipping into the oil surplus that we have. Let's play this cut. This is cut 191.
Joe Biden just broke OPEC, and he did that through a truly incredible bit of oil market trading. Here's how The Economist describes it. In 2022, when he released 180 million barrels of crude, he sold at an average of $95 a barrel. In July last year, when oil was at $67 a barrel, he began to refill the reserve. He has replaced about one-fifth of what he sold, posting a profit of $582 million, and has managed to time the market to perfection. And Biden's streak is still going. Here to explain it all is Dan Dicker. He's one of the foremost experts on oil and energy markets, founder of the Energy Word newsletter. And back in October 2022, he really called this whole thing in a piece titled, Joe Biden is the greatest oil trader ever.
And that's it. It's fantastic stuff. And CJ was talking about how, you know, Biden took out of the reserve and it was a horrible thing and he can't manage oil and we should be producing more. And actually, he got a really good deal in refilling the reserve.
He did great. Yeah, absolutely. 6:48, and coming up, we've got, did Jordan Love wear a Favre jersey?
He did.
Yeah, we've got that story coming up on the John and Gordy Show, 92.7 WMDX, Madison.
This
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
The Green Bay Packers lead the way. A victory is our cry. We have the will to win. We have the finest men. Take the charge to do or die. The Green Bay Packers lead the way.
It's amazing that didn't catch on.
such a you know, catchy tune.
Well, you know, it's got an accordion in it. So it's got to be good. I tried to play an accordion. It didn't work out well. It's a heavy instrument, by the way.
You see Weird Al's movie where he gets the accordion? Have you seen
I can't remember Weird Al, much out about the biopic, yeah.
Funny.
It's fantastic. Did you see it yet, Sam?
I have not.
We recommended it.
Okay. Right. So why are we playing Packers music there?
Well,
what happened?
It happened.
What happened?
Jordan Love was running through the tunnels at Lambeau Field before the game, and he was wearing a Brett Favre jersey.
Oh, boy. Just as a tribute to Brett Favre, right?
Yep. And because, you know, he announced earlier in the week that he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, Brett Favre, yes.
So, according to this story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Packers fans certainly didn't need another reason to be enamored with Love. But this gesture before returning to the same field that Favre had a Hall of Fame career on was worthy. Mm-hmm. Of a whole bunch of heart emojis. Now, I know everybody that criticized me for still kind of liking Brett Favre. Okay, I got it. But here you have Jordan Love. Start talking to him, all right?
Well, he's
start aiming your hate and anger at him instead of me.
Well, Brett Favre sent out a text after that saying big respect to Jordan Love for wearing this old man's jersey. I didn't think I could like Jordan anymore until this morning.
That's great. That's great stuff. I did not see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a picture of Jordan Love walking out, you know, from the parking area there.
Beautiful.
Wearing the jersey.
All right. Well, you know, the big debate's tomorrow.
Oh, the vice presidential debate? Anybody going to pay attention to this, really?
Anybody going to watch that?
I don't know.
I know I am.
Are you?
I think this is going to be a lot of fun because J.D. Vance cannot argue his way out of anything without just blatantly lying. And I think it'll be fun to watch him lie.
Well, it'll be fun to see what Tim Walz has
Tim
to
Walz,
say.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be talking about Menards and coupons and rebates.
Are they following the same format as the other debate?
Good question.
I don't know. I'm not even paying attention. Sure. My point here is that there's so much coverage about the VP debate.
Right.
There's nothing to talk about. They haven't had the debate yet. Stop it, please. What is wrong with people?
They got to fill up some airtime with something.
Oh, my gosh, it's speculation. What do you think they'll talk about? How are they going to debate it? What do you think? Are they going to bring this up?
How big are the podiums? How far apart are they standing?
Will they
shake hands before or after?
Yeah. You know, they're just filling the air with nothing. Just like the mega campaign.
John, I hate to say, but you're doing the same thing right now.
Wow.
Ooh,
okay.
But, you know, he's right. All right, so I want to bring up J.D. Vance here. He was talking about Trump, you know, bringing about the $35 insulin price. You know, he's giving credit to Trump for all this stuff.
Wait a second.
Let's listen to this. This is cut 203. Oh, yes.
All right.
203 is not about insulin, Sean.
Wait. What?
Oh, it isn't.
Uh-oh.
Can
time out on the field.
Today?
What's that?
206. Right. Here we 206. Go.
Okay, we got it.
In fact, Donald Trump's record on health care was so good that the main thing Kamala Harris talks about is actually an achievement of Donald Trump's, which is getting insulin down to $35 a vial. Thank Donald Trump for that. Don't let Kamala Harris lie and take credit for it.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute.
Well, oh my gosh. Well, I don't know. In 2020, Trump established a voluntary, time-limited model under Medicare known as the Part D Senior Savings Model. The model was in effect from 2021 to 2023, and less than half of all Part D plans for Medicare chose to participate in Trump's plan.
So it was voluntary.
It was voluntary, not a rip-roaring success. Not a lot of people volunteered for it. That's not the way you run health care. So, in 2022, Inflation Reduction Act lowered the price of insulin to $35 a month. All Senate Dems voted for the bill, and all the Republicans voted against it.
Huh?
What? Yeah. Harris cast the tie-breaking vote, and Biden signed it into law. J.D. Vance is a liar, as you can see.
Mm-hmm.
Biden has proposed, by the way, extending this $35 monthly cap to all commercial insurance companies, not just Medicare. Mm. And the House just proposed, the House, filled with Republicans and Mike Johnson, is proposing to fully repeal the Inflation Reduction Act that actually put this $35 cap on.
Huh.
So they're going to raise the price if they get in power. They're going to raise the price of insulin again. And it kind of goes against what
Trump was saying.
Well, it kind of does, yeah. You think?
Or Vance was saying.
Now, this would be an interesting question. You know, let's send that to CNN so at least they have something to talk about.
Okay, yeah. We'll do that.
I'm so tired of that.
Why don't we do that?
Please stop talking about something that hasn't happened yet. All right, go ahead.
All right, well, coming up... In our 7 o'clock hour, Terry Bell will be here with the big story of the day, and also we'll check in with Brittany Merlot to find out how the first week of October is shaping up beginning tomorrow. It's looking very fall-like.
That's
the early word.
Yeah. The leaves are definitely starting to change now.
Oh, no doubt about it. It's all coming up on the John and Gordy Show for a Monday, September 30th on 92.7 WMDX Madison.
As we were saying.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll be back from California and be catching up on the news as well as Wisconsin events. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Save big money on everything now at Menards. Prepare and protect your boats and recreational vehicles for the colder weather with RV and Marine antifreeze. Its burst-proof protection is formulated to defend freezing temperatures down to negative 50 degrees. Protect your investments and get a gallon today at Menards. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.